This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen wrapped up its 2016-17 session Monday without taking any action on a bill that would have put basketball hoops in Forest Park. There are hoops in about a quarter of the city's 109 parks, and, as St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, their location is often a source of controversy.
You can hear a lot of sounds during a walk in Forest Park. The thwack of a club against a golf ball, the ding of a bike bell, the bark of a sea lion. But in its entire 140-year history, you've never heard this.
And many people have interpreted this lack of basketball courts in Forest Park as an unwelcome sign, as a signal that the group that sport most appeals to is not welcome or encouraged to come to the park.
That's former 21st Ward Alderman Antonio French in a YouTube video he posted in September. To remedy that act of what he calls quiet racism, French wanted the city to put 4 basketball courts in Forest Park. The Parks Department says installing any kind of amenity, including basketball courts, requires an agreement between the department and the alderman of the ward the park is in. It removes hoops and other amenities if an elected official asks. Jeffrey Perry lives in the Shaw neighborhood. He says he's watched the number of courts near his house drop off in the last decade.
They took Tower Grove, then they took Lafayette, and they took Compton Hill.
The debate over hoops in parks follows a similar pattern. As neighborhoods begin to gentrify, complaints start coming in about cussing and drinking. The latest controversy was in Tillis Park in southwest St. Louis. In 2014, neighbors began circulating a petition to have the hoops removed, saying the foul language was bothering kids on the playground. The ward's alderman, Joe Vaccaro, found a compromise. Using money from a bond issue, he moved the basketball courts up the hill, away from the playground. Vaccaro fiercely disputes there was any racist motive behind the conversations.
I don't think anybody has ever sent me any email telling me that, gee, we have a certain group of people playing basketball, I just don't want to see them.
But Antonio French isn't the only one who sees racism in where the hoops are and aren't. Wendell Sapp, the pastor of the Compton Heights Baptist Church, has had a basketball goal in the parking lot since the late 1980s. He says he never stopped to think about why the portable hoop is so popular, even though his church is in the Shaw neighborhood, about a mile from Tower Grove Park.
I think it probably has a lot to do with that a basketball goal attracts a number of 14 to 30-year-old black males. And I just don't think that parks are necessarily looking for something that attracts that particular crowd.
Sapp says he has to take the hoop down occasionally if the kids don't pick up their trash or get too loud for neighbors.
That lets them know, hey, if we want this goal here, we need to follow the rules that have been provided.
Tower Grove's development director says the city removed the hoops in the late 1990s because the asphalt court had crumbled beyond repair. She says they may be put back as the park works on a new master plan. Jeffrey Perry, the basketball player, hopes that happens.
Well, I guess people will be concerned, but we live in a diversity neighborhood, you know, and they have the tennis courts, they have the walkers, they have the joggers, the dog walkers, you know, peeping toms, whatever. I think they should at least consider it.
Alderman Joe Vaccaro wants to make sure his colleagues do more than simply consider adding hoops. He plans to introduce legislation soon that would require them in more city parks. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
He's built to be basketball. I'm more of a fisherman.